It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop, and you're listening to Glenn Coble here on WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. Now, Swap Shop has been kind of put on the back burner because of the COVID-19 virus. We're not encouraging people to go visit other people and pick up stuff, but I did notice this weekend that there were some ads out for garage sales. So if you'd like to, if you're having a garage sale, we'd be more than happy to put that on the air for you. Or if you're getting ready and feeling comfortable about greeting some people so that you can sell some items, please give us a call, and we'll put it on the air for you and see if we can't help sell it for you. So we're kind of easing ourselves back into the opportunity to have Swap Shop go on again. The phone number here, 740-383-9944, and you're welcome to call at any time, and we'll put it on the air here on Swap Shop. Again, I'm Glenn Coble, and I do have some stuff that I'm going to talk about, and as you know, our favorite person in the whole wide world passed us on the 24th, Charlie Evers, and so actually I played that Swap Shop theme thinking of Charlie. He absolutely hated it, and I loved putting it on when he was listening, and I knew he was listening because I knew he was yelling at the radio. Anyway, so Swap Shop is on the air, 740-383-9944. Some of the fun facts, we're going to talk about June. June has, one of the big facts about June is that it's the month of weddings. Lots of weddings in the month of June. I guess that's because the weather is kind of getting better from the spring rains. And it's always warmer and nicer, so you can get outside. And if you have an outdoor service, you can do that. It's actually working out well for this COVID-19 problem in that if you're going to have a wedding in June, I suppose you could have it outside, have people stand 6 feet apart from each other and wear masks. It's going to be hard for the bride and the groom to kiss with masks on, but I suppose they won't have to wear it. They're in one household, and if one gets it, the other's going to get it anyway. So, month of June brings all sorts of beautiful flowers, and as I was talking with James Anderson before, brings out the little critters too. And apparently we're getting a lot of little critters like turtles and snakes and all those critters out at the tall grass trail. But it does bring out beautiful flowers, and fruits and vegetables are starting to perk up. My spinach has gone crazy. It's already started to bolt, and it's not supposed to bolt. I don't know why it's bolted, we'll see. Maybe we can eat the leaves anyway. I've clipped off the bolting and hoping to try them in a salad. They're still little tiny leaves, but there's a bolt on the top of it. Anyway, my radishes are getting close. And most of my other stuff is really growing well. I've got zucchini out. I've got tomatoes out. I've got cucumbers out. And they're all doing quite well. My lettuce is already... I suppose it's hard. I could harvest it for, you know, little, you know, micro lettuce, but I'm going to wait until it gets a little bit bigger, and it's looking good. I really love gardening. I don't know why. I guess my father, when he was a minister, he was given a plot of land that we were allowed to garden from one of the farmers in the church where Dad was, and that was kind of part of his salary, was to get that, and we did a lot of gardening back then. So I guess I'm remembering the good old days, right? All right. Let's see. I'm trying to find where I am on my month of June stuff. It was, by the way, do you know why the month was named June? Well, it was actually named after the Roman goddess Juno. She was the patroness of marriage and well-being of women. So that stands to reason that we would have many of our weddings taking place in June. Another side of that is that it was named for the Latin term juvenis, which means young people who were celebrated at that time. Latin, I'm not sure I pronounced that correctly, but it was juvenis, something like that, stands for young people. I'm gonna stick with the named Juno, after the goddess Juno, for the marriage and well-being of women. I like women, and I think if you've listened to Scott and I in the morning, you're probably pretty sure that I like women. Always have liked women. Always thought women, most women that I knew were smarter than me. So, but that, you know, a lot of people that I knew were smarter than me. Did you know, these are dates that are noteworthy in the month of June. On June 5th is World Environment Day. I did not know that. It's intended to raise the awareness of the environment, and it's kind of interesting with this COVID-19 virus going on right now. How many cities have pointed out that their skies have cleared up because there were not as many cars on the road. And so, therefore, the smog problem in many of the big cities has drastically been reduced. James Anderson, our naturalist that I just interviewed, said that you can now, from certain places, you couldn't see Mount Everest, you know, from like 20, 30 miles away, and now you can. That's a long way away from big cities, but apparently... World Environment Day is going to be a hit on June 5th because the environment is better. Now, I don't know if that's going to change with the reopening of some of the United States, businesses and in industry. We'll find out. A lot of things to come about that particular virus. June 14th. Now, this is a day that I did know about. June 14th is Flag Day. And I have a habit of, on the patriotic holidays, I put a little flag in my perennial garden, which is out front of my house, and people can go by, and if they care to, they can salute. But my neighbor across the street has outdone me. She has, I would guess, 20 or 30 American flags. It's okay. It's not a competition. As you all know by now, I was in the Army with the United States Army Fan Field Band, and really, I honor our soldiers and sailors and Marines and all those people. A lot of them are getting into that out of patriotism. A lot of them get into the service just out of a need for a job. A lot of them get into it because it's the way that they can improve their standing in society. So, I mean, Flag Day, we will have our flag back out in our perennial garden, and it's kind of interesting. I used to be in charge of raising and lowering the flag at our credit union. And one of the things that the flag code says is that if you don't raise it and lower it on a daily basis, it needs, at when the sun goes down, it has to be lit. You have to be able to see the American flag. So ours was well lit. And as a matter of fact, it still is at that credit union, which, by the way, has changed its name to Pillar Credit Union from the Marion Community Credit Union. I haven't gotten used to that yet, but I'm sure I will. But the American flag code has all sorts of regulations that are of interest. Did you know that it's not against the law to fly your American flag upside down? That means that you are you're in distress. I've seen it more lately, and I'm sure it's being used as a political statement. But if you're on a boat and you're sinking and you fly your flag upside down, people will know you're in trouble. That's one of the flag codes. The flag code tells you which way the field of blue has to face if it's behind a lectern or something like that. There are all sorts of very interesting things having to do with the flying of the American flag. On June 20th is summer solstice. That means it's the longest day of the year. Now, I kid that I was married on the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year, giving us the longest night, which is vaguely obscene. I say that for effect, not anything really bad. The summer solstice is kind of an interesting day. If you're driving down a road, excuse me, that goes east and west at nighttime or at dusk when the sun is going down, be very careful if you're heading west, because that sun will be right in your face. And vice versa, if it's in the morning, you're going the other direction, be very careful. Excuse me. Had a tickle. The summer solstice starts on June 20th this year. Sometimes it starts on the 21st. I think it can start as late as very early in the morning of the 22nd. This year it starts on the 20th. And it'll give us, on that day, we will have the most hours of daylight of any place. Now, we used to have a summer cottage up in northern Michigan. Well, it wasn't quite into the Upper Peninsula. It was about 30 miles south of the Straits. But it was pretty far north. And up there, you could go out. We would fish till 10 o'clock and there'd still be light in the sky. Maybe it was 10:30 as you go further and further north, the sun actually stays up longer and longer at that time of the year. Anyway, so that's what's going to happen on June 20th. We will have the summer solstice. In the southern hemisphere, that's when the winter solstice begins. Everything's just backwards. All right, let's see here. On June 21st, that happens to be Father's Day. Probably the most underutilized day, holiday of the year. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe for you, it's a bigger day. We never really celebrated Father's Day when I was a kid, and my family never celebrates Father's Day. I'll get a phone call from all three of my kids if they remember. Much like my birthday yesterday, it was kind of interesting. I put on Facebook, thank you to everybody that wished me a happy birthday. I had more than 100 people wish me a happy birthday, which is really very nice and very sweet, and I appreciate it. But none of my kids had wished me a happy birthday. So at about 10 minutes after I posted that, two of my three children contacted me. One told me he's going to call me after I get off the air today to wish me a happy birthday and also give me a lot of trouble. He's my curmudgeon of a son. Love him dearly. And my youngest son called and talked to my wife. He wished me a happy birthday, but he then talked to my wife for about an hour and a half. I'm sure he talked right over the time period that my daughter was going to call, so she did not get into me, but we talked to her about every day, so that's fine. Anyway, this year on June 21st, we will celebrate Father's Day, and if you want to call your dad and thank him for whatever he did for you, I encourage that. I love that PSA that we have on the air where the young man says, "Dad, you're the GOAT," which stands for greatest of all times. I love that. I wish one of my kids would say, "Dad, you're the GOAT." I know they feel that way, but I'm not sure they'll ever say that to me. I'm not sure they know what the GOAT means. Anyway, so that's on June 21st. Also, by the way, on June 21st is, I find, a very important date, National Indigenous Peoples Day up in Canada, to celebrate the Native people in the Canadian area. I love the National Indigenous Peoples Day here in the United States, and I'm trying to remember when it is, but we... So many of us who are, I guess we would trace our lineage to being European, we have done some pretty bad things to the people that have been in the land that we wanted to take over, I guess. And we need to honor the people that put up with us. You're listening to Swap Shop, and if you do have something that you want to swap, feel free to contact us at 740-383-9944. Like I've mentioned several times since the COVID-19 virus epidemic or pandemic started, we're not encouraging people to do this, but I did notice that there are several people in Marion that are having garage sales. So if you're interested in mentioning your garage sale, you feel free to call me. As long as it's a garage sale for a nonprofit or a garage sale for a mom and pop, I'm not really into doing garage sales for people that are in business to do garage sales. You're welcome to call 740-383-9944. You're listening to WWGH here at 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble. All right, I'm looking up. June 24th brings Midsummer Day. Now, have you ever heard of Midsummer Day? I had not. It's considered the traditional midpoint of the growing season. That's kind of interesting. I should know that. I knew when I look at the old Farmer's Almanac, and it told me that the last freeze could happen as late as May 12th. It was wrong this year. It was May 13th. I was lucky enough that my tomato plants and all the stuff that I had that I was growing in the basement in my under my grow lights, I had not put into the gardens themselves. I was just weathering them at the time, you know, putting them outside so they can get used to the weather. And fortunately, I was able to keep them warm that night. And they actually went out the next day, and now we've had splendid weather for growing since then. It's amazing that, what is that, the 13th, and today is the 28th, so 15 days ago we had a freeze, and now we can't get below 80. We've had our air conditioning on, and we don't put our air conditioning on for no cause at all in my house. It costs money. Anyway, so June 24th is Midsummer Day, which is the traditional middle point of the growing season. And I would say that most of my plants are at that level. And so I'm happy. We're talking about June. June, like we mentioned, was named after Juno, which is the goddess of marriage. And what else was the other thing? Marriage and... Anyway, mainly the goddess of marriage, and she is honored in June by so many people getting married. Now, I don't know whether this virus is going to change that, but you can still, I suppose, get married outside. I've never been a big fan of getting married outside because you don't have a direct call to the weatherman in the sky, and you're never quite sure whether it's going to be a... I have enough tension and pressure that I don't want to have to worry about what's going to happen on the weather for my wedding or my daughter's wedding or my son's wedding. So I would always prefer to have my wedding inside. My wedding had to be inside, though. I was married December 21st. The longest night of the year, December 21st in 1969, 50 plus years ago. And we definitely had it inside because there was snow on the ground that night. We drove up to Chicago for our honeymoon, and by the time we got to Chicago, there was probably a foot of snow on the ground. It was an interesting honeymoon. We spent the whole time indoors because we couldn't go outside. And we did have a really good Chinese meal at a very nearby Chinese restaurant that night. Okay. These are just fun days that pop up during the month of June. I don't know if they're officially honored, but June 1st, June 1st is Say Something Nice Day. I wish we'd do that every day, but then I'm not going to get into my progressive life outfit and give you a lecture about being nice to your fellow man. But June 1st, Say Something Nice Day. I'm going to remember that, and I am definitely going to say something nice to people that I don't normally say that to. I'm not very effusive with my compliments or things like that. I pretty much came from a family where you were expected that the rest of the family were you loved them and they were nice people. You just didn't go around blabbing your mouth about it. All right. Now, I have no idea what this is. June 3rd is Chimborazo Day. I don't know what Chimborazo is. I bet I should have looked that up before I got on the air, right? Oh, well. This is kind of a free-floating day because I'm going to try, now that I'm going to help out on covering for Charlie, which nobody can do, but I'm going to try to have more trivia on during that time. We won't be giving out prizes probably for a while because we really don't want people to come to the radio station and bring the virus with them. But we're going to have some stuff like I'm doing right now where we will find things that are interesting facts that you can sit at home and argue with the members of your family what the answer to the question is. Maybe we can even start up a group of families that are sitting around the radio, like my dad and I used to sit around the radio and listen to boxing, and we used to sit around and listen to The Shadow Knows. I'm really giving my age, but that's okay. You know my age. Yesterday was my 74th birthday. Anyway, maybe we can get a bunch of you to, start your own little group of trivia fans, and we will give out attaboys, because we're really not going to give out prizes until we get through this mess of a virus. June 6th. This is a great one. And if you're old like me, you will remember the guy that came around, and it's kind of creepy, but it wasn't creepy back then. There was always a guy that would come around the playgrounds, especially on the weekends, and show you how to do all sorts of yo-yo tricks. And they were usually trying to sell, I can't remember. Oh, Dunkin'. They were trying to sell their Dunkin' yo-yos. Dunkin' yo-yos were pretty expensive. They were all wood, or at least the ones that they were trying to sell were wooden. But these guys would teach you how to do all the tricks. And June 6th is National Yo-Yo Day. I would like to see it. I bet there are people that still do yo-yoing, and I'm sure that they've been on shows. Well, I've seen them on old shows like the Sullivan Show, but I bet there are still people. I don't know that they make a living at it, but I bet they do shows for service organizations. Okay, the 2 days later, after you've done the yo-yo day, you have to get ready for Upsy-Daisy Day. And I assume that has to do with the fact that daisies are starting to pop up. I have daisies in my garden out front, but no flowers and no buds, so I think June 8th will be a little early for my Upsy Daisy Day. But I do have the plants are growing. Now, this is something, when I used to own a sporting goods store, this is something that I didn't know, but I would have promoted had I known it. June 21st is Go Skateboarding Day. I didn't skateboard. I did do the rollerblade quite a bit when I owned the sporting goods store. I'd go out on we had a big parking lot out front, and I'd go out there and I'd do all sorts of semi tricks. And back then, let's see, how old was I? Oh my goodness, I was somewhere around 50. And I'd go out, and this old guy was showing off, racing around the parking lot, doing tricks on rollerblades, trying to get people to turn in and come in and buy some. Well, I was not nearly as successful at that as I was other things. But the skateboarding, we were pretty successful. We had skateboards. The biggest problem I had with skateboards, they have lots of little things, like little tiny bearings that you put in the wheels. There are bolts that you have to have for things. I was being robbed blind on the little things. Now, some of these AVEC 9 bearings, which were the size of a dime, each one of them would cost you $5. And you needed how many? 2, 4, 6. You needed 8 of them. Apparently, I had a lot of people that thought they deserved them better than my store deserved them. And we'd find a package of them ripped apart and one or two taken out, or the whole thing just taken off the thing. So I had to do away with having skateboard sales because I was losing more money than I was making. All right, this is a day that we hope never happens. Well, it's going to happen, but June 30th. is Asteroid Day. We hope we never get to face an asteroid, man to man or woman to woman or man or woman to asteroid. We just don't want that to happen to us, right? That would be disaster. We don't want to be like dinosaurs of old and become extinct. Like I was telling James Anderson in the show before this, when there was a comedian that used to make a joke about the world, Mother Nature could shake humans off like a bad case of dandruff if she wanted to. And let's hope that doesn't happen. Guess what? Did you hear that ding? That was coming from my children. They're wishing me a happy birthday a day late. All right. Let's see. Everybody needs to know the phases of the moon during June. The moon in June. I was in a play that had that. I think it was The Boyfriend. Something in June makes you croon or something. Anyway, the phases of the moon. The full strawberry moon is June 5th at 3:12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I have no idea what the strawberry moon is. I would guess that it has a cast of red. But that's go outside and it'll be a full moon on June 5th. You probably won't see much of it, but you know, there are certain days where you can actually see the moon during daylight hours, and maybe that's what's going to happen. The last quarter of the moon will be June 13th. The new moon will be June 21st. And the first quarter of the moon is the 28th. We've had some pretty spectacular moons in the last couple of months. Huge, bright moons. I walk my dog every night. Now it's getting... there's still a little light in the sky when I walk with her. But for the last couple of months, when we'd go out walking around 9:15, there was no light in the sky. And so the moons were very visible, almost scary. They were, a couple of days were so bright. Which of the following are the traditional gift on the 19th wedding anniversary? Now we're getting into the wedding stuff for June. What do you think is the typical traditional gift for the 19th wedding anniversary? This is going to be interesting. It's either aquamarine, china, coral, or lace. Now, the bad thing about this particular website is I have to go all the way to the bottom of the thing to see what that is, to see the answer. And you know what? It's sending me to another place. So I'm not going to respond to that, I guess. Pretty crazy here. All right, June's birthstones. Where are June's birthstones? There are three birthstones for June. And I guess if you're a girl and you like jewelry, or if you're a boy and you like jewelry, you can pick any one of these three birthstones. But it's generally considered, the birthstone is generally considered to be a pearl or alexandrite or moonstone. So you get a choice. I'm sticking with pearl. The pearls are associated with purity, honesty, and calmness. That sounds like something I'd like to associate with. So I'm going to stick with, if you want to send, I don't have a birthday in June. I had a birthday in May, and I'm afraid I didn't read all the presents that you could have given me. That's okay. We'll pass. All right. I'm backing up here. June's birth flower. What do you think June's birth, this will be help you get the answer. James Anderson and I talked about it earlier. I'm going to have to chop some of it out of my backyard so that my garden can get sun back. The June birth flower is one of two things, but the one that I've got to chop back because it's covering up my garden right now, it went from nothing to huge in a week, honeysuckle. I love the smell of honeysuckle, but I certainly don't like that it's covering up my I have a garden that is pretty exclusive herbs, and it's covering up my herb garden, and I don't like that because I like my herbs. I don't use them very much. I use my chives a lot. I think chives will grow anywhere, but I have, if any of you need herbs, I have sage, I have cilantro, I have parsley, I have thyme, probably a few other things that I'm not thinking of. I get oregano. I have a mound of oregano that has to be 3 feet across. And if you ever need oregano, call me. I'll let you come out and hack off as much as you need. All right, the second birth flower for June is a rose. Now, that's kind of nice. I'm not a big rose fan. Everybody tells me how great roses smell. It's either my nose or people are crazy. I'm not a big fan of the smell of roses. I am a big fan of the smell of honeysuckle, but not of roses. Strange, I guess. Obviously, June is a huge month for fishing. And people are probably out on Lake Erie right now. I used to go up there and go fishing with the boss, my boss. We would go out on a, it wasn't a trawler, but it was a very big boat. About six or eight of us would go up and go fishing and catch our limit in walleye. That was back in the day. I'm not sure how well the walleye are being fished right now, but boy, we would bring our limit in. Then we'd take it over to a place that would scale them and you don't call it butcher, but they would slice them up for us so that we could, and then put them in and freeze them for us, and we could take them home in big packs of freezed walleye. Unfortunately, my wife and I don't eat a lot of fish, so we probably get through one of the 20 packs. but they were really good if we remembered to take them out of the freezer in time. Let's see. Okay, we talked about the flowers. Now they're telling me how to check for the weather for your June wedding. And I don't need to worry about a June wedding. I don't have one. Now, there is some folklore that says, if June be sunny, harvest comes early. That's interesting. If June be sunny, harvest comes early. We have a lot of farms around here, as you all know. Mostly, I think, corn, soybean. I think those are probably the two biggest things. I wonder if my farmer friends would agree with that, that if June be sunny, harvest comes early. If June be damp, well, if June damp and warm, does the farmer no harm? June damp and warm, does the farmer no harm? That's kind of interesting. We do have, sometimes we have pretty damp Junes, early, especially early June, and apparently that's not bad for our farmers. Now here on WWGH, you can get the weather forecast just about every hour, and we're pretty close as anybody's going to be. Let's see what we've got here for June gardening tips. Everything's coming up roses in June. I don't know what that means, but there is a I guess the roses do start to come up in June. Is that correct? Now, I know my tomato plants are doing very well right now, and I'm not sure if I haven't been very lucky with tomatoes in the last 3 years or so. I get the plants, lots of growth, then they start to die back, and I don't know why what I've done wrong. I just got another ding from my children. I hope they're going to hold off wishing me happy birthday. There are a lot of slugs in this area, I've noticed. And I saw an interesting way to help keep slugs out of your garden. You put a board up against the side. If you have a raised garden, you put a board at about a 45-degree angle up against the board that is the side of your raised garden. And every morning you lift that board up, and on the underside there'll be, that's where the slugs like to hide and keep cool. And then you can put them in, you know, a jug of water or whatever, drown them, or I don't know, kind of a, I'm not a big fan of killing animals, but or any kind of, I don't even, like I told James, I don't even step on ants when I'm walking down the street. But if you need to get rid of the slugs, that's one way to do it. And I thought that was a pretty humane way of doing it. You give them a nice place to be cool and sleep for the night, and then you dunk them in water and drown them. Okay. Let's see what else we have. Do you know how what depth of grass that you should mow? You should always, once the grass gets to 2 or 3 inches, you should mow your grass. Shouldn't mow it if it's shorter than that. And if it gets longer than that, then you're going to have to raise your lawnmower height so that you don't cut too deep. So it's best if you can get out and snip away once it gets to be 2 or 3 inches. And that's about what I do. I'm sure my neighbors would like me to cut it a little shorter. I do it once a week, whether it needs it or not. And right now, once a week is almost not enough. All right. Let's see if I've got anything else here. I've got recipes for the season. Lemon zucchini muffins. That sounds good. Now, zucchinis, I would do those later in the year just because my zucchinis will probably not start to be harvestable for at least another 2 or 3, maybe 4 weeks. I have no flowers on my zucchini yet, and so I'm guessing that it'll be a while. I used to, being a novice gardener and not knowing what the heck I was doing, I'd let those zucchini plants get so big they were bigger than a football. They were bigger. Oh, they were 2 feet long, and I thought that was good. And then I was told by several people, you don't want to eat those things. But they weren't bad to make zucchini bread out of. They were pretty good to make zucchini bread out of. But I thought the bigger was better, but that's not true. You should. I'm now going to harvest my zucchini when they get to be about 6 to 8 inches long, no longer. All right? All right. We never did find out what the traditional gift for the naturally, I'm getting a phone call from somebody. I have no idea who they are. People are liking to get a hold of me today. I must be important. well, anyway, we're getting close to the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed my rambling about June. We didn't get any calls on Swap Shop, but that's fine. I didn't expect them. Think about it for next week. If you decide you're going to have a garage sale, I'd love to publicize it here on Thursday afternoon. Thursday's a good day to talk about it. If you're going to have your garage sale on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or even if you're going to have it on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Thursday's a good time, especially since we get it on the air right around lunchtime, between 12:15 and 1 o'clock, and we'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Glenn Coble here on Swap Shop. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 on the FM dial. And we'll be back next week on Wednesday with... A passive life, which is that's my show every Wednesday from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, and then again on Swap Shop on Thursday from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. Things may be changing now that we've lost our friend, so stick with us, and we'll let you know what's coming up and what shows are going to be on. Like, we're going to have James Anderson, our naturalist, on the last Thursday of every month, and we're going to try to get a couple more of his regulars on so that we won't lose track of everybody that we love here on WWGH. Have a good day, and be safe, and cover your face when you're out in public.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, say